Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So right now we're going to kind of touch on the Atlanta Falcons, and we're really kind of – we've been honing in all day on the defense, right, and some of the battles. Because let's be honest, the battles offensively, they ain't really battles right now. Like, it's – Bijan and Tyler in the backfield. Kirk Cousins, for whoever wants to argue about it out there, Kirk Cousins is QB1 and will be QB1 and has been QB1, and it's not even a question.
And in the same light,
when you go along the offensive line, all five of the same starters. Drake London is your wide receiver one. Darnell Mooney is going to be the guy out wide on the other side. Kyle Pitts is playing tight end. So it's defense right now.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, despite national reports, Michael Penix has always been QB2. He came into camp as QB2, okay? You didn't draft him 8th overall to say, well, he's our emergency quarterback.
Right.
And so I don't know who needs to hear that, Mike Florio. But I'm also going to say that, your point, Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback, and no matter what, they're not doing a Rudy situation or anything like that to players, Mike Florio. He is QB1. And he has looked phenomenal in camp so far. And to the point of the defensive battles, Mike, I don't even know what they are other than the cornerback spot opposite
AJ,
which right now looks like Mike Hughes has locked down, and the nickel spot. And yep, maybe that and you can even talk about that safety spot. Is it really Richie Grant's, or is it really DeMarco Helms? Is there really a – that's the one thing where I'm not sure if those are battles or not, but we perceive them to be.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up, because DeMarco Helens talked about it over the weekend, and it's a friendly competition with Richie Grant.
It's been great. I support Richie, so Richie supports me. I know as a defense and as secondary as a whole, I definitely feel like, one thing that's great about this room is that, there aren't any egos. We all wish the best for each other. That brings out the best competition, is wishing that the person next to you is playing their best game.
I don't know, Bo, if there was a more, I don't want to call it shocking, maybe surprising is just the word, surprising player coming out of the end of that draft last year that made a pretty big impact. And we talk about DeMarco Helms throughout preseason last year, and you mentioned we're not that far away from the first preseason game, and we're kind of going through a lot of the same things of going down to Miami, having those, crossover practices with them, getting the preseason game in. But DeMarco Helms in those games and in those practices made his mark, and you ended up seeing it later in the year as he comes in for Richie Grant.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty well last year. The funny thing is he was so, like you said, he was so good in the preseason, and then he just kind of didn't hear from him. Then he came in late, played really well. He put on weight in the offseason, it appears. He's gotten bigger from what it appears. I love Richie Grant, but he has made some mistakes his playing time here that, look, not every time a big play happens and a player's near it, it means it's his fault. But it seems to be a lot of times when a play happens, he's near it, and it turns out in a bad way for the Falcons. I'm very curious to see what the progress DeMarco Helms has made in from year one to two, because I think young players that enter the draft process, you've talked about it, their head's on a swivel. It's one thing for first-round guys and second-round guys, and even third-round guys, because you kind of know you got a place, right? Because you know you're that. But when DeMarco, he worked hard to get ready for the draft process, and then he gets here and his head's on a swivel because he's going to now fight for a roster spot.
Yeah.
And then you think you have one earned, and then you have the turnover in a coaching staff, and you go, okay, now it's basically the same thing all over again. The only thing that he has in his favor this time is he has a full offseason to know where he's going, where he's going to be, and to try to learn all of that instead of being kind of looking for it. I think he's a smart player. Let me tell you something. Nick Saban turns out a lot of players. One thing he doesn't turn out are defensive backs who aren't smart players, who don't have good football IQ. And that's something to be said.
Yeah. You also have Jerry Gray and you know, still as part of this, Dave Huxtable as well. I mean, those are guys that have been around. They kind of know what DeMarco Helms is about. And to your point, when you are a top-round draft pick or a second-round draft pick, you're going to be on the field, right, for the most part. Now, we just went out of our way to talk about Michael Penix not being on the field. But when you look at it that way, I mean, you and I watched film of the Seahawks the other day. And who was it? Was it Jackson Smith and Jigba?
It was.
Completely botches a hot throw from Geno Smith. And it's like, he's still going to get that opportunity. I think that was week one or week two. He's still going to be on the field. DeMarco Helms and seventh round picks, not in the same situation. You botch a play like that, next guy's in and Richie Grant is kind of coming back up. So to your point, it's just you have to be on your P's and Q's if you're a guy like DeMarco Helms throughout training camp in order to make sure you find that right way in. DeMarco Helms also touched on, look, when you got a guy like Kirk Cousins coming into your locker room, he makes everyone a little better.
Oh, he definitely can make us better. You know, we're getting a look almost every day from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'm sure when we go into the game, we prepare for a quarterback. You know, they're good quarterbacks in the league, but they may not be as good as Kirk. But it's going to be easier for us as a defense.
Yeah, I don't see how it's not possible, right? When you have a guy who always knows where to go with the ball and a guy in Zach Robinson who's really stressing you defensively, you have to know defensive shifts, defensive alignments, and you have to really have that tight coverage when Kirk Cousins throwing the ball.
Like, I don't mean to go back to the 2016 era of slogans, but iron sharpens iron. And the defense is playing, to your point, playing on its heels. Do you think it's a bad thing that they're having to go against Kirk Cousins? And look, a healthy Kyle Pitts, who's the swag Kyle Pitts is walking around with, we ain't seen in a couple of years.
No, we haven't.
And that is huge. And that's the thing that this offense is going to walk out there with. There's confidence. They feel confident in the guy that's running the offense. So, and I mean Kirk Cousins. And you know, he's the one that's giving them the calls. And I think this goes back to what Darnell Mooney said. He goes, yeah, Kirk says he doesn't even know where I'm at, but he's putting the ball where I'm supposed to be, and he's trusting me. That's hard to defend. Because the ball is being put on a spot that you and the receiver haven't gotten to yet.
Right.
And unless you're still in signals, a la Connor Stallions at Michigan, you don't know where that play's going.
You don't. DeMarco Helms also went a little bit deeper on that that relationship with Kirk Cousins.
Jesse just brings us, you know, some things from Kirk as far as, you know, holding the shell, holding the disguise, and just some keys that, you know, the quarterback can get just off the shell of the safeties, the rolling of the corners, you know, how they can tell when we're doing certain things. So it's definitely something that he comes back and brings to us just to let us know things that we can improve on. You know, we give Kirk some tips as well.
All right, I want to describe this sound bite, because the way you set it up sounds like, wait a second, that's not the right cut. It is, Mike. He said Jesse meets with Kirk and then comes back to us, and it helps us. So what you have is the leader of the offense sitting down with the leader of the secondary.
I'll go even further. He's the quarterback of the secondary.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. The quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense in the secondary. And they're talking to each other, and they're teaching each other. Now, what they're doing is that is helping them learn what some quarterbacks are looking for. Ones that run this system, ones that not. But that is two leaders getting together and leading their respective units in a way where they're growing from it. That is huge. That's why when you read these garbage articles from these national reporters that haven't stepped a freaking 200 miles within a foot of this facility or talked to one of these players in person or seen a moment of the practice, that you know they're full of crap.
Yeah, it does crack me up too, because you'll see that you know, there'll be certain grades given out. And how many times do you and I go back and watch the All-22 and I'm like, I honestly don't know. Nobody knows what's going on this play unless you are in the meeting room. It's not so, sometimes there are just plays on film where you can't watch and go, well, the corner screwed up. It's just not that easy. So it's awesome to me that both those quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense kind of getting together.
All right, hey, don't forget, the player's going to go in there and demand Michael Penix.
We got to take a break here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.